Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
David also hit me with something because David had a rough day. And I could tell when I got back to work that he was anxious. And I guess it was because he ran into some trouble.
Well, my trouble was pretty significant. I felt helpless. I didn't know what to do. I tried to get in contact with y'all, but I didn't know how. And the main reason why was because the phone was.
And you didn't know what to do.
I did not know what to do with my life.
Were you driving?
No. Actually, I was getting new tires put on. Ended up being about a 2-3 hour wait. Didn't have anything else to do, so I was on my phone, right? And then it got to low battery mode.
Oh, gosh.
It gave me the notification I have 10% left. Then I got down to 2%. And as I was texting Rachel that my battery was about to die, it died.
No.
It did.
That's why it needs to be a fast text. Phone about to die. Bam. Send it real fast just in case.
But I think my phone knew I was talking about it, and then it said, all right, got you.
Suckers got to know.
But you're...
Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, don't ever do that again. That completely messed my thought up. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore because I cannot believe you just said that. No, what I'm saying is... I think kids, especially maybe like 25 and younger, it's like
not
the apocalypse. No. It's like the apocalypse is happening.
Not a kid.
Whenever the phone is going dead, it's like, where's my charger?
Oh my God, I know.
And they start freaking out like some they're going to die.
Like zombies are about to come out of the ground and chase them around.
Yes. And I mean, were you in the same city?
Well, yeah, I was in the same city, but I couldn't go anywhere. My truck was getting worked on, so I'd had to sit.
I mean, he was kind of like on an island all by himself.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just pick up a magazine?
Oh, I don't think there were magazines in
there. There are magazines.
What I started to do...
David, there's magazines. Everybody has magazines.
There was no magazines.
There's something
to
read.
There was no... Okay,
everybody's on their phone now.
What I did do was watch a show.
I know, but...
I watched a show that I haven't watched in probably 10 or 15 years.
What was it?
Jeopardy. And it was the most entertaining show I've ever watched.
Man, you're lucky that Rachel likes you.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, right?
It was middle of the day television. What else am I supposed to do?
It was exhilarating.
Dead.
Oh, it was so much fun watching Alex Trebek. He's so cool.
And I was answering questions and everything. I was getting into
See
it.
See what happens when your phone dies?
Yeah, you get into Jeopardy.
Were you there by yourself in the place?
Yeah.
You had nobody else to talk to?
Nobody.
Would you have made conversation like small talk?
Well, I tried to, but this one guy was getting his vehicle worked on. He got on his phone for like 20 minutes.
He did that so you wouldn't talk to him. He wasn't even really talking to anybody.
I guess he did. And then he just got up and left after that. So I was by myself.
Like if I were sitting there and there were other people there and they were all on their phones and I wasn't, I wouldn't know where to look.
I didn't know where
to look. What do I do with my hands, my eyes?
So after Jeopardy was over,
so funny.
I didn't know what to do. I stared at the floor. I stared at a chair.
I would too, because you don't want people to think you're just looking at them.
I looked and saw what they had in the Coke machine and all that kind of
stuff. For 3 hours.
That's all I did, to stare at a Coke machine, man.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday.
Well, time for birthdays for today. It's Tuesday, June the 19th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Justin Cook of Jonesboro, who's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday. Stephen Lewis, happy birthday as well. John David Stahl is celebrating a birthday today. Dia Sawyer of Jonesboro has a birthday. Annie Everett from Wynn. Cheryl Reeves of Jonesboro celebrating. Chris Snyder, who is the fire chief of the Lake City Fire Department. Shout out and happy birthday. Paula Farmer of Colt is celebrating. Happy birthday from your daughter Jody. And Jason Mothershed of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today. I've known him forever. He's a wrestling fan. It's kind of our bond. I remember one time he brought me an old magazine with me in it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, Jason Mothershed celebrates today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Macklemore turns 35 years old today.
I like Macklemore. This was the big song he came out with.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up.
This is awesome.
David, how old were you when this song came out?
Stop.
I'm trying to remember. What year was that? I was probably like 20.
Were you jumping on the trampoline listening to me?
No. I was a little bit older.
Okay, so the new Macklemore song with Kesha, y'all, first time I heard it, I'm like, that's my life. It's how we don't appreciate the days as we're going through them, but we look back like, oh, wow, those were the good old days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you haven't heard it, let me give you just a sample of that.
You miss the magic of the good old days.
Never thought we'd get old. Maybe we're still young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past while missing out on now. We've come so far. I guess I'm proud. The wrinkles around my smile. I got some scars. I've been around.
It's my life.
I felt some pain. I've seen some things, but I'm here now.
It's Macklemore's birthday. That's good, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about that song. I think even if you're not a fan of that type of music, that it kind of relates when you hear the story
good
of it.
Good message, yeah.
So there you go. Macklemore, happy birthday.
Zoe Saldana turns 40 years old today. She's been in Star Trek, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avatar. Yes, keep ringing that bell.
I will.
Oh, my goodness.
She's the hottest green chick I've ever seen.
Hey, don't stop ringing the bell. Mia Sara is 51. That was Ferris Bueller's girlfriend. And Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Have you seen the movie?
Yes, I've seen the movie.
Okay, good.
Name her. What's her name?
I don't know.
Do you know it?
Sloane.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
Was it Peterson?
I think so.
Sloane Peterson?
Yeah, because, yeah, they tried to call as like the parents. You remember that in the movie?
Uh-huh.
They get her out of school and all that?
Yeah, Sloane Peterson.
Okay, whatever. Paula Abdul turns 56.
Oh, straight up.
Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
Happy birthday, Paula.
Take 2 steps back. We come together like opposites attracting.
You know, it ain't fiction, just a natural fact. We come
actually, I got a message from somebody one time about David that said that in relationships, he's a little bit like this.
Do you really think he thinks about you when he's out? He's a cold-hearted snake.
He's been telling lies. I wasn't supposed to tell that story, was I? I'm sorry.
No. I always thought she hurt her hands whenever she clapped like that, too. That seems very painful.
Yeah.
Ann Wilson is 68 years old as well, from Heart.
Oh, I love Heart, too.
What about love? Don't you want someone to care about you? What about love? Don't let it slip away.
Like, to me, their 90s ballads were awesome. You know that one, David. This is Kelly's song. She's crazy. Hang on. Got a message about that one time, too. Whose birthday is it? Ann Wilson?
Ann Wilson, right. The singer of Heart. And Felicia Rashad is 70. Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show.
You know what he would say at the end of every show? You're gonna say it. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete. It wasn't even her name on the show, was it? Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Stephen Lewis, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Blake Shelton, I would say, didn't just have a birthday. He had a birthday weekend. because if you look at it, it was Father's Day. I got to spend some time with his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, and her three kids. I got to grill. I got to have a couple of drinks. I got to hang out by the pool. And then on Monday, he got his big birthday gift. He got a massive new pole.
A pole
from his girlfriend.
Yeah.
A flagpole. Flagpole, yeah.
Yeah.
So he has a big flagpole now in his yard, and, you know, I think it's a pretty cool gift. It's pristine and clean.
I would have never predicted that he would get that as a gift. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's kind of neat. Hey, check this out. David Lee Murphy had a number one song 23 years ago, and it went like this.
It might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside.
That's 23 years ago, that was number one. Here we sit, 23 years later, and David Lee Murphy has another number one song. How cool is that?
Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right.
We all need to think like this.
Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink. Everything's gonna
David Lee Murphy, another number one 23 years later. There's a cool angle on this story. He actually sent that song to Kenny Chesney and said, "Hey, Kenny, you should cut this song," because he's been writing music the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And Kenny said, "You know what, David? You should cut that song, and I'll join you on it."
Dang, that's awesome.
So basically, Kenny has allowed him to, I mean, he wrote the song, but Kenny could have taken it. But now we have another number one for David Lee Murphy.
So rumors are out that Big and Rich is going to have their own reality TV show. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they have become really good friends with Mark Wahlberg, and he's like going to be the executive producer. He thinks that they're really funny and that the show could be really, really good.
So we'll be watching for
that. Yeah, this fall.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was walking into the store the other day, and I saw something I haven't seen in years and years and years. And it made me think that we as people are missing out. I guess it was probably a big deal in the late 80s, early 90s.
Whoa.
But in the summertime, it gets hot. And your car gets hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about how when you get in your car and like your dash is hot, your steering wheel's hot, your seat's hot. That's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm walking into the store the other day, I see somebody who was at an advanced age removing their sunshade from the front of their car, right?
Mm.
So in the old days, everybody had these, mm-hmm. and they were like a sign that you were cool.
Yep.
In 2018, I don't know many people that have them.
I don't think I've seen one of those. I don't know the last time I've seen one.
So if you saw somebody taking it out of their windshield, it would totally catch your eye.
My parents had some that looked like huge sunglasses. So if you're walking by the car, it's these huge sunglasses, but it's like fold-up cardboard.
Exactly. Yeah. I had one that was like a beach scene at some point. Because you could get like cats on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they got to the point where they would just fold down into like a stack. And then when you unfold them and you put them in your windshield.
We should start them up again.
Can I tell you who I know has one?
Still?
Still.
No.
Just bought one the other day.
Shut up.
And it's the...
You can't buy them anymore.
No, it's the silver one. It's like the ugly looking one.
Like the aluminum foil looking
one.
To me, that one looks like it would make your car even hotter.
And she's younger than me.
No, she's not.
And she is my girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm
Rachel.
She's going to think we set this up.
No, 100%.
She's an old soul.
Grandma
she
Rach.
Bought that?
Yeah, she has.
No.
She uses
it's
it.
Throw
smart,
it away.
Though. It's smart, Brandon.
Smart.
It's functional.
It's dorky.
You know what? Get tint. Can she not get tint?
I guess not.
I know a guy.
Well, yeah, we all know a guy.
Call Josh at Super Tense and get hooked up.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to tell her, because I can't ride around like that.
Maybe with you being her boyfriend, you should get that done for her.
That's a good idea.
That's probably a good idea, because she needs it.
So imagine this. They're pulling up at some nice restaurant, right? And Rachel pulls out her sunshade.
Hang on, David. I got to put my sunshade.
David, stretch this across the car. Stretch it across the car.
Gosh, I've always thought those were weird looking, man, ever since I was a kid.
So is it the full one? It's not. Is it the circles or the full one?
No, it's like the full one.
Takes up the whole thing.
The whole windshield. Grandma Rach over here. Hang on just a second.
I bet your bottom doesn't burn when you get in the car.
But you know what? There's something about being humiliated about getting in the car. I think I'd rather my butt be on fire.
What I'm going to have to start doing is have her go out there first and take it off. And then about 10, 15 minutes later, I go out so it looks like it wasn't there.
Where do you buy these now? Like, where did she find this?
I don't know. She probably had to order it online.
I don't think you can just go into a store and buy them anymore.
You can order them online.
With the scenes? Yeah. That's a palm tree.
God, well, don't do that, dude. Please don't do that.
Would you do the cardboard one or the big circles?
Probably the cardboard one.
Because you know they have circles, easier. Too. And it's like, ooh, look, here's some big circles.
No. Here's the circles.
God, that's circles so bad.
I would get my circles in flesh color.
I'm sure
that's
you would.
That's disgusting.
That'd be awesome. Hey, look there. That must be Brandon's wife's car.
Oh, man.